alligator wrestling, alligator knowledge. We go to the source, Billy Odell. Hi, Billy.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
All right, bud.
Alligator wrestling, first of all, is that a correct term to use?
Well, it's better alligator handling.
Alligator handling, and where do you do that?
Well, I do it out here at Everglades Holiday Park, out, it's about 2 miles from the mainland, right off of U.S. 27 in Fort Lauderdale.
How long you been handling alligators?
Off and on, about 15 years.
So you know these things backwards and sideways?
It's hard to tell that.
Or are they that pea brain that they're unpredictable?
No, they're a little bit unpredictable.
Billy, let's say I'm out for an evening stroll, walking my poodle down the street, and I see an alligator, and it's hissing at me. What should I do?
Pull the poodle away, because that gator has been hand-fed, and he ain't going to run away. He's hissing at you because he's probably getting ready to bite. That's how they mark their territory. They want to hiss. What happens is the alligator is going to lay by the side of the water, and if something approaches them, it scares them. The biggest thing is they're going to hiss at it. Most of the time, they're hissing at the human, not the dog. So what they're going to do is they're going to wait, and if it don't go away, they'll come out of the water at it, after it. But they ain't going to chase it. It's going to be something that's grabbed right out of the water.
So what should you just walk away? Should you haul ass?
No, the best thing to do is just stop where you're going and then back up. You ain't got to run. You know, anything that's wild, if you run, they tend to want to kind of show that they're a little bit more powerful.
Well, I think standing up over a gator, and as you said, he's probably hissing at you, the human.
Right.
You say that they are naturally afraid of something that is up taller than they are.
Right. Yeah, they are. The alligator's eyesight, for one, is not straightforward. They can only see to the sides. So just like in the old days when the natives went out and looked for alligators, if it was raining, you ain't going to see none, because to an alligator, they have two-dimensional eyesight, for one. And if it's raining, it's above their head. It looks like a white sheet falling on top of their head, so it scares them. They're going to go underwater. And it's the same way with a human. If a human stands above them, most of the time what's going to happen is the gator's more afraid of it than we are of him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest thing is whenever, as a human race as we are, we're curious. And the biggest thing that most people do to an alligator is kill it by feeding it. And what that's doing is just making it to where that alligator's going to associate us as food.
Well, how can they, because you say that alligators are so dumb that they can't remember that they ate 10 seconds ago. So how do they remember they've been fed by humans?
Well, it's just
good
like,
point. That's a good point.
It is a good point. It's just like with any animal, what's going to happen is it's just like whenever they're first feeding, they know that a bullfrog's a bullfrog. And whenever you start feeding it, they're going to associate you as not a bullfrog, but they're going to associate knowing that they can come around and get free food. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now you do say, and you admit this, and just talked about it a little bit, they're dumb. They are as dumb as they come, aren't they?
Well, they're dumb enough to be smart, if you can say it that way.
Because you say they have a brain the size of a thumbnail.
Of a thumbnail, right. But they use 100% of that brain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We use, what, 80%? We have some left over? They'll use every bit of theirs, but their brain is mostly made for reaction. You know, if an alligator likes it, on an alligator's mouth, if something hits inside of his mouth, he's automatically, without thinking, going to bite down because that's what they naturally do.
It's like a trip hammer.
That's it. It's just like a bear trap. The way that their brain works is its only main function is to let that gator know when it's hot, when it's hungry, which is every few seconds or whatever, you know, mostly 10 seconds. Anytime that they get too hot, they want to get in the water. If they're in the water too long, they come up. You know, the brain don't really let them think like we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's bad about hand-feeding them, because they do associate whatever flavor you put in their mouth. You know, so many alligators out there right now think we're marshmallows because they can't see us feeding them. They see us throwing a part of their body in their mouth.
You know, and they don't differentiate that it's the neighbor feeding them and not you.
That's it.
I see. Tell me, true or false, because I've heard this before, alligators are very fast on land.
It depends on the size of the gator, how close to the water that alligator is, because if he's fast, somebody did something right because that alligator's running to the water. What I mostly say is approximately, let's say a 6-foot gator will run about 8 to 10 miles an hour. The bigger the alligator, the less it's going to run, because the less it really has to worry about anything.
And usually if it's running towards the water.
It's running towards the water. That's the biggest thing is when an alligator is afraid, the biggest thing he knows is to go back to that water because he can go under and hide. most people, and that's what I get whenever I'm doing my shows. There's people out there that think these alligators run anywhere from 20 to 50 miles an hour.
Like a cheetah.
That's it. And I'm sitting there saying, well, greyhounds would be way out of their league, you know. But they're quick enough to get back to the water.
All right, worst case scenario, you got a pissed off gator. You're between the gator and the water. What do you do?
Pray that gator likes that water better than you.
Oh, man. Now, that's it. But you hear about this all the time, especially during mating season for alligators. People will wind up with an alligator in their back lawn.
Right.
And, you know, you got maybe the kid out there, your little poodle running around.
That's right.
What's the advice to give somebody? Don't get anywhere near it, right?
If there's gators in the area, the best thing to do is to stay away. And it's hard nowadays because of the fact that all of the homes that are being built now are going further and further back into the alligator's territory. And what they used to do is, a long time ago, they would take the alligators and relocate them. Now, because alligators don't know the difference of where they were born, they will make their way back to that general area.
I see.
And when they get back there, they got a free home and a nice clean pool. It's a lot cleaner than the water they were in. So, you know, they're sitting high and mighty. And for the first few days they're back, the people that live there in that house think it's cute.
Also told by one time an old hog hunter when we were out in a canoe, you see alligator babies, rest assured the mother's nearby and get the hell out of there.
You're definitely right. That's the first experience I had with a gator in the wild was in Louisiana, and we was out actually catching crawfish, and I walked right smack dab between baby gators and the nest, and the mother chased me a good ways before she actually gave up and went back to protect her babies.
Doesn't it really seem like, for the most part, the experience that I've had with gators outside of a zoo or wherever, where you come up on them, for the most part, they're not that interested in you.
That's right.
If you don't make a move toward them, you could get pretty close to them, and as long as it's clear that you're not going to mess with them, they just lay there and look at you.
That's right. Well, in Louisiana, now, when I talk to people or when I talk about gators, the first thing I tell everybody is I'm not a know-it-all. There's people out there that knows even more than I do. And what I try to do is I watch gators. I watch them out in their natural habitat and try to go with what they do. Plus, mm-hmm. the Seminole people, Louisiana Cajuns, they've been around them a lot longer. And what I've been told and what I've seen is that I had a Cajun go down in about 6 feet of water, in black water in Louisiana in the bayous, and actually lift a gator up off the bottom and carry him all the way to the top. As long as he wasn't moving fast, that gator put up with it. But the minute that there's a sudden jolt or that gator immediately feels threatened, he's automatically going to react, you know.
Sure.
And the biggest thing is they want to get away. And that's what a lot of people, you know, misunderstand is that those gators are mostly wanting to be left alone. And
Which one's meaner, a Louisiana gator or a Florida gator?
Yeah, Louisiana gator.
What about you, though, Billy? You've done these shows for so long. You've had to have some close calls with an alligator.
I've had every one of my fingers are scarred. I've gotten my wrist was nipped by an 8-footer.
Yeah, that's not a nip.
I still got my wrist, so it was a love tap. But there's been a lot of places where, you know, where the alligators have gotten the best of me. But the biggest thing that I've been bit most in is doing the types of shows that we're doing when I'm demonstrating the quickness of the jaw. Every once in a while, that alligator's just a little bit faster than I am. And the biggest thing that makes, if you've seen alligator wrestlers, there's a lot of us out here that's got 4 fingers, 3 fingers, you know, and hold them up and say we're professionals. And what happens is that our first reaction as humans is just like if we got burnt. Whenever a gator bites, our first reaction is to jerk away. And the teeth on a gator, never mind the pressure in his jaws, but the teeth are serrated, just like what a shark's tooth is.
Yeah.
So you pull against it, it's gonna try the best thing it can to cut it off.
And they will automatically, their instinct, being that they've got a thumbnail brain, is just immediately close down and start tearing, right?
That's it. They want to first bite down. Once they do bite down and they realize that it's not coming off, they shake almost like what a pit bull does. They just lock their jaws down and start shaking, if that's on land.
Mm-hmm.
If a gator's in the water, the biggest thing he wants to do is what we call a death roll. They'll sit and roll around, and they're not trying to, a lot of people say drowning. And they're not trying to drown whatever they're biting. They're actually trying to break the bones. You know, so they're twisting, trying to break those bones, and then they come up to the top, and if it's broke, they bite it off. But it's been very, very lucky for me. I've only received one bite.
I mean, do you ever think about retiring? You know, you still got all your fingers and everything seems to be going pretty good, that maybe, all right, I've done enough gator shows.
I've fought that a bunch of times, but it's something that you fall in love with and you don't really want to give up. And as long as people are out there that are nowadays starting to pay more attention to the actual education part of it, to where we're not abusing animals just for the mere sake of it.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as there's going to be a chance for me to be able to show people the truth about alligators or make them more comfortable that, hey, if you respect them, they'll respect you. That's what I try to do, and that's what keeps me going.
Well, I guess you're dealing with the worst kind of gator then, because you're dealing with a gator that's used to being fed by humans doesn't have a whole lot of fear.
That's right.
And there are plenty of alligators out there now, isn't there? They're not an endangered species anymore.
No, there's in what I've gathered, or from the things I've read, and here in the Everglades, we got about 1.5 million alligators. They're not endangered at all. As long as people are keeping care of them, you know, and they know that alligators lay so many eggs, they pretty much are coming back.
Well, Billy O'Dell, thanks so much for coming on and telling us a little bit about alligators. We live with them down here in Florida, and you got to be careful with them.
That's it.
All right, Billy, thanks.
I sure do appreciate it, bud.
All right, man, bye-bye.
All right, man.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope want to sin. The bell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
most heard of, unlistened to show in Southwest Florida.
Who are these f***ing guys?
Stan and Haney.
Oh, my God. Who the Jesus. Hell
you don't know what I've just heard.
Hey. Oh, yeah, you don't know what I... Hey. How I was greeted.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Okay. I'm going to tell it like I heard it, and then when I find out who it is... Okay. But... So, I'm in here getting ready to go on the air, and I see a little commotion out in the hallway. And I'm going, what the hell's going on? And Zito, hi, everybody. Zito is going back and forth in the hallway. see a few fraidy cats wandering around, and I'll explain that in a second. So, I said to Zito, I said, well, what's going on here?
Geez, I don't know, Stan. There is a guy in a car.
He's out there in a Mazda.
Yeah, it was a Mazda. He's shirtless and he's just sitting there. I'm going, what? I said, I told you, the place needs a gate. And Zito's like, oh, tell me about it. I don't know if they're mad at the radio station or something, but there's just this guy in a Mazda, shirtless. I go, well, did anybody go up to him and find it? No.
Oh, no.
What do you think? We want to go and get hurt?
Now you want to hear.
I heard the question, where's so-and-so's golf club at?
Well, they were asking other junior Beasleys around here and people that are quote-unquote supposed to be in charge, and they're all fraidy cats. Go out there
they're
and find
about, it. Golf clubs?
Yeah, for protection.
They didn't ask the three of us that have the permits?
No.
Right.
No, we don't have a golf club.
Oh, we're not gonna go out there. Well, let's just see if he goes away. And then I see D-Train coming back in here with an S-eaten grin on his face. He goes, oh, don't worry about it. It's just Haney's drummer, Randy Bailey.
It's me!
Now, here's my perspective. I'm coming into work, and the first thing I encounter is four grown men in a small office, kind of cowering, looking out the window.
What are we going to do?
There was a lot of that. I'm like, what the F is going on?
Just Randy Bailey.
No. they're wondering amongst themselves, and D-Train goes in there with him. And then he goes to me and goes, Haney, is that Randy Bailey? I go,
He's
well.
Like, what? I'm like, come here.
I said, well, I'm expecting him.
Ah.
And so I walk into this office and I look out, and there is Randy Bailey. He has a shirt on.
Oh, did you put a shirt on?
Well, I just changed my shirt. I wasn't naked the whole time.
And so check this out.
Pants optional.
So I see that it's him, and I go, yeah, that's Randy Bailey. And I go out, I open up that door, and I just prop it open. I yell at him, Randy, what are you doing? Come here. You know what the grown men do?
What?
They scatter.
Yeah.
I was going to introduce him to them, and they ran off.
They're afraid.
I intimidate them.
Well, let me explain something. And this is Stan saying this. If I didn't know you, and I saw a guy shirtless in a Mazda in the back parking lot, not where the public goes, but in the back parking lot, parked there,
you would think Swerve the Dirty Perv.
Yeah, I'd say, we got a creep on our hands.
Well,
let's get him out of here.
I've been called worse.
How could you think Randy is a creep?
If I didn't know him.
Would you think you were a creep if you didn't know you?
Oh, yes.
Answer honestly, Randy. If you didn't know you, would
I
you think
know
you were?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes!
If you saw a shirtless you sitting in a car.
Shirtless
in the back
sitting
of a quiet
parking
lot.
A radio station.
Pretty creepy.
Yes!
I guess.
Creepy!
Maybe I'm just numb to it.
It's creepy.
I've been around him so much, I don't realize how creepy
he
is.
The thing is, we've been around each other for so long, we don't
creep each other out anymore.
I just wanted to change my shirt so I smelt better for you.
Well, the first question that I heard someone else ask when it was the race that there's a creep in the back parking lot, the Junior Beasley quickly said, well, is that Dave the Waterman?
No, that's no Dave the Waterman.
And why are they asking about golf clubs when we have firearms?
I no kidding.
They're afraid of those, too.
There are multiple people packing around here.
Because I'll tell you what, that safety committee there with their golf clubs, I don't need their help.
Yeah.
They're just going to get hurt.
That's what happens. You go. I gotta say this carefully. The people that are supposed to enforce things, they're libs, and so they think a golf club's gonna scare people.
Mm-hmm.
People that work here that aren't in those positions are more conservative and believe in the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
They have what you call a Glock Club.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Yeah, we meet Saturday night as usual.
And it's amazing how much calmer the conservatives are. Like, for instance, I walk in the door, yeah, and it's like dealing with a bunch of scared children. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you kids doing in here? That's Randy Bailey.
That's just Randy Bailey,
now,
everybody.
Now go clean your room, for crying out loud.
Change your underwear.
Your Uncle D-Train will walk you over there. You're okay now.
Randy, I know that you and Haney and Dave the Waterman were in the studio trying to help Dave. And we'll premiere it on Friday show 2 days from now. But you did a finished copy. Now,
very proud of it.
I haven't heard it yet.
Let me ask you this. And you're a man that's been in the music studio business for a lot of years.
He's got a new record coming out.
You got a new record coming
out?
Yes, I do. Last one you had was really good. We played some of it on the air.
Awesome.
Now, let me ask you this. There have been, and we've, Haney and I have known and have listened to various artists that are limited in talent, but the engineers, the mixers, the other musicians can literally make anybody sound good. How much is Dave the Waterman, and how much is it of your expertise?
It is purely Dave.
You're lying?
He put gold on tape, if you can call it.
Me
tape
and Randy
tape.
Just tried to help him out.
Fool's
me and
gold.
Randy and Doug.
What a bunch
That's
of crap.
Fool's gold.
Well, yeah, fool's gold. What a bunch of crapola. But we will in front of Dave, because I almost don't want to hear it.
I'm sure.
Because I've heard versions of this song that he's claimed
you've
to have written.
I guarantee you've never heard this version.
I'm sure if you're premiering that on Friday, he'll be running it into the ground on Saturday on the Waterman and D-Train podcast.
Did Dave know you were dropping that off today?
No.
Because
he would be here if he did.
Well, he's probably on his way.
You think he listens?
Look.
No.
Somebody will come at him with a golf club.
No. But as I'm trying to get my stuff together for work, there are two texts. One from Dave, one from Randy.
Which one did you take first?
Randy.
Randy.
Well, they were nudes, so...
And for some reason, Dave sensed it, because he's like...
He's a...
Yo, bro, can I come by the station today?
No.
I already told him he could.
Look, we're under enough pressure.
Good, I need my car washed.
Well, do we all... He got his...
Make sure you settle on a price first.
Yeah,
He's got a prevailing wage
money
scale
up front.
I also want to know, Randy... Where did the fireball come from?
How dare you feed Dave the Waterman fireball?
AKA Fireball
in the
Dave.
Well,
don't you remember that story about Fireball Dave?
I do. I know. But it was Nick's birthday that night at midnight. So it was actually a gift for Nick. And Nick
and
thought
so Dave
he wanted
just took
to.
One.
Well, he wanted to be generous and
share his gift.
That's I only had one.
How many did he have?
I don't know, but there are a lot of empty little airplane bottles.
I told you.
He only had the nerve to do one in front of
me.
Did you see how awkward that got there for a minute?
Oh, yeah.
Free booze.
You scared him.
Free booze.
I scared him, but it didn't stop him from doing it.
No, he's like a dog trying to challenge his owner.
The disease talks to him. we got to take a break.
I wish we didn't.
Thank you, Randy, for coming by and bringing that. We will premiere it on Friday's show.
And number 6,000.
And you better make it clear.
It'll be, a week from Friday.
And you better make it clear to Randy, although you may not care for Dave's music.
I don't.
You can respect the amount of work Randy put into
this
it.
This is why I asked him ahead of time, because I know the work that puts into stuff.
How many people worked on that song total?
A half a dozen.
There you go.
Other than the musicians.
You've answered it all. You've answered my question.
So you had Dave plus three musicians.
You've answered my question.
Musicians.
And four techs.
There was like a million people working on
this. So it took a million people to make Dave's song sound good.
Precisely.
Polish.
We'll be back. Thank you, Randy. Stan and Haney.
Well, a mystery solved. It's a shirtless man menacing the radio station as Randy Bailey.
We wrote the book on funny.
But unfortunately, it's long out of print.
Yep.
Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
You can't even get that in like one of those neighborhood paperback bookstores where they get all the used stuff. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Couple of things. People are thanking us for the warning that Friday they can tune out for 2 minutes because of the Dave song.
You heard it.
I was outside and I heard. Now, here's my opinion. Randy Bailey, you and your guitar work, the production, I could have sung the song and people would think I'm a rock star. I could have done it.
Well, you have done it before.
And people have been waiting for your next track, so maybe you should cover El Camino.
I'm telling you. You know what?
We still got the music track. You really think it. You could do that? We could take you there.
We can have a keep it or kick it.
It'd take you 5 minutes to lay the vocals down.
If you guys could get me in there, I'd do it. With that production and your music, and just give me the words,
yeah,
I'll do it. Yeah, we'll go with my version and his version, yank it or crank it.
So you know you could do that, huh?
I know I can do it because the band... And the production sounds so good on it. I'll sound kick-ass. Oh, and also, I'll tell you more about it in the top of the 3 o'clock hour. I made a horrible mistake. Haney knows this, and he's the only one that does know the full details of it. I spent years trying to find some photographic negatives of myself to be destroyed.
Oh, geez.
I think...
The fact that you're even talking about it is not good.
I think, after this morning, there might be a video out there now. And according to my girlfriend, she thinks it's on the dark web. And it was all innocent enough. There was nothing bad about it. I was trying to do something good. And they're The let's put it this way, the video in question cannot be recovered. I'll have details for that in just a little while. I might be up S Creek without a paddle.
Isn't it odd that surfaces just as your fake sister has been around?
Yeah, no kidding. But it has nothing to do with that. It was innocent. It was innocent.
Should we prepare a statement?
If it's so innocent, why are we talking about it?
Because if it's floating around... Nobody, and I mean nobody, needs to see it.
No one was meant to see it?
Nobody was meant to see it. It was done for...
You were trying to do something nice.
Yes. grab that. Brought to you by the pewter mug.
Now, what you might think would be a nice thing, other people might not.
I'll explain. The only thing I know is some company has the video.
Dark web.
It might be the dark web. I'll explain.
I don't know any much about the dark web.
Yeah, me neither. The only one that knows is D-Train.
No, we don't talk about that.
And your girlfriend's on the dark web?
No, she's not on it.
How'd it just got back to her?
She's the one that took it. Look.
It's come to this.
No, you don't know what happened. It was...
You son of a bitch.
He's changed.
You know, how many years have we made it? This is the kind of that brings us down.
All right, I want everybody, this is history.
I always make sure it's erased.
They claim it will be erased.
Oh, it's never erased.
No. I'm going to give you a little history lesson. This is the real sound. But you may want to cover your ears. I'm going to try to modulate the volume of this. Are any of you familiar with the Aztec death whistle?
My brother told me about this, and if you're going to play it, I will remove my headphones. I have no interest in hearing it.
Is this like an Indian burn?
Yeah. No. Yeah, well, it'll Indian burn you. It's the real thing. The Aztecs used to scream.
Well, we shouldn't be broadcasting that, should we?
Yeah, it's a past civilization.
D-Train knows about it, says he's taking his headphones off. Yeah, what do you know about it?
What, you want to explain it, or you want me to hear what...
Well, I'm going to play it, and then you can go.
I want to know what did your brother say?
He sent me the link, which I hadn't listened to, and then he called me and asked me if I listened to it. And I said no. He said basically this whistle or siren is the closest thing that they've been able to generate that sounds like a human being being tortured and screaming.
No. Aww. No. Not there's nothing torturing.
Okay, well, that's a different siren then.
No.
But he said he listened to it and couldn't get it out of his head, so I have no interest in
that.
Well,
we'll find out. The Aztecs used this scream or whistle in battle, and while they were all around and human sacrifices were being made, they'd scream this as the person was dying.
This is very unpleasant for a Wednesday. You know this.
Well, then let's just get it over with. You're forewarned. Aztec death whistle, real thing.
Sounds like a girl saw a spider.
Yeah.
Yeah, he oversold it. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, you know, of course he oversold it.
What a jerk.
Yeah, I've heard that many times.
You
it usually involves a spider.
Yep.
Or a rat in Stan's case.
Yep. Yep. I've got the sound here.
Boy, you really built that up. I was worried.
Well, everybody else was... Oh, my brother sent it to me. I won't... It was a death whistle.
That wasn't a whistle.
No.
Yeah, it was a scream. But they call it a death
like
whistle.
Like somebody stubbed their toe at midnight.
There's a video. I've got the sound. Of a fast food worker spitting into a customer's food. After she was dared to do it by the customer.
Wait, what?
2 a.m. at a pita pit in Montana.
Is a pita pit open at 2 a.m.?
Nope.
In Montana?
They had already exchanged words. The employee, the worker, is trying to tell the customer, we're closed. Oh, and what are you going to do? Because I'm putting in an order now? What are you going to do? Spit in my food? I dare you. You going to do that? You going to spit in my food?
Brilliant.
Well, the worker did, and the worker got fired. It's a sandwich that she ordered. There you go.
Do you want me to? Do it. I dare you.
Wow.
Anisha.
Why don't you get out here? I was nice to you.
No,
remember
since
I came into here?
Girl.
You were a because it's 3 o'clock in the morning and
sorry
I don't want to go
that you
home.
Were
yeah,
open.
It's 3 o'clock and don't want
to
go
do
home.
Do we look open to you?
Do we look open to you? Mm. 3D printer plays Beethoven. That's clever. You ever do that, D-Train, on your computer?
No, but I was just thinking, if that's a 3D printer, I wonder what it was actually printing. Was it just a blob when it was done?
Yeah, let me see if it says what it was printing.
Probably a bunch of nonsense.
No, it doesn't say what it was printing. It was programmed just for fun. I'm going to show you, in two clips, incompetence and attitude on both sides of the interview. Haney and I know how to talk to somebody and ask a proper question, and you'd expect the person being interviewed wants to be there because they're promoting something. Ronda Rousey, the Miss I Can't Lose Until She Did MMA fighter.
You mean Ronda Mousey Rousey?
Yes, and she's now joined the WWE Wrestling. Because she can't fight anymore.
Yeah, because she got beat.
She got her ass beat.
Got a moaner.
So she was on ESPN doing some interviews. The first interview that she did was with ESPN's Mike Golic.
who does not phrase his question correctly.
Well, he's a meathead, yep. Former nose tackle.
Yep. Does not phrase his question correctly. Ronda Rousey misinterprets it and then gets a little bit of attitude in answering Golic's question.
Let's go back and start with when you knew from the MMA, when you were done there, when you knew in your mind, I'm not going to fight anymore.
I never said that.
Ah, so there is a possibility that you could go back in time?
There's a possibility that I could go back in time? That's your question to me?
Go back in time and fight. Go back in the octagon.
I do not have the ability to go back in time, no.
No. Would you fight again?
I don't know.
Attitude. Bad question. Confusing question.
But if you're being interviewed by a meathead, you have to expect that.
Yeah. The next show she was on ESPN's First Take. Now, Max Kellerman, a lot of people hate him. He's a genius. He's got, the IQ off the charts. So maybe he could ask a better question, and then Ronda Rousey would be pleasant enough
mm-hmm.
to answer.
Cooperative enough to answer a question.
Without being a smartass.
You became such a big deal that when you lost, it's like the earth stopped spinning on its axis. After your loss in the UFC, there was a lot of talk, well, she was overrated, she was this, she was that. And my point of view was, at the time and remains, that you achieved amazing heights. Almost no one wins forever. Everyone suffers setbacks. But there seemed to be like an unusual amount of negative pushback after your loss. Did you not experience that?
I experience a lot of people who quote some people that are really just afraid to state their own opinion.
Do you think it's my opinion? No, that's not my opinion. I can tell you right now, it's not my opinion. I thought you achieved amazing things. I was and am, remain a big fan of your fighting and of you. That's not me saying some people meaning me. That is me saying I read and heard from others and defended you.
Well, thank you for defending me. I appreciate that.
Jeez.
What is her problem?
She's got a big loads of personality with that bitch. What the hell? We've run into people like that from time to time. And let me tell you something. It's a give and take street. You're there to talk about something. We're there to provide you a question.
Unless, and this is probably giving way too much credit, unless she's going into the WWE as a big heel.
Oh, they love her because she beat up the McMahons.
I mean, unless she's going to turn into a heel, then maybe it makes sense. Yeah. It's like interviewing Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Anything you say is going to be stupid.
Right.
Shut up! You don't know what you're talking about.
We've interviewed some of the biggest names in professional wrestling.
But it's different if they're supposed to be in character.
Yeah.
I don't think she was.
No, I don't think she was either. This is last day of spring training.
You see that video of them serving Stone Cold Steve Austin lady cocktails?
Really?
Yeah.
What did he do with them?
Most of them, he said it was crap. Get it out of here. He liked Cosmos.
Yeah.
Said he wouldn't mind having another one of them.
Yeah.
Sex on the beach.
Yeah.
Just may as well just play a bleep. Says, I've heard a lot about this drink. Now get it out of here. If that's what you're going to serve me, bartender, I'm leaving. And then served him an appletini. He didn't mind that.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, there's fruit in it. It's healthy.
Now, he said that.
Yeah.
He did.
I know that. It's,
so you did see
no,
it.
No, I didn't see it. I just know that to be true. That's how I convince myself when I drink. It's got some, eating a Pop-Tart. Well, it's got fruit filling in it. It's got to be better.
Obviously.
It's got to be better than a dusted donut.
Sure. Which is probably not true.
No.
But then again, when you're in the business of lying to yourself, dark web. Huh?
So last day, I'll get into that. Last day of spring training. ESPN decided here with Mookie Betts of the Boston Red Sox.
Mookie Betts. I thought that name had been retired forever.
What, with Mookie Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? Next generation, you want to name your kid after big stars.
Yeah. That's probably how Sugar Bear Blanks got his name.
Yep. So Mookie is the center fielder for the Boston Red Sox. And they decided to mic him up for the entire game. Yeah, it's spring training, last game. Let's find out, and then the announcers can talk to him while the game's going on. And so Mookie's talking to him, and somebody just went and hit a really good shot to the outfield, and Mookie's talking on air, but he's seeing the ball being hit out his direction, and he just flat out honest. I ain't getting that one.
You didn't just drop the mic and walk off knowing that this is a strike and I'm done.
I wanted to, but because, yeah, I mean, it's etiquette, you know, right. Bowling etiquette. You can't. Yeah.
Uh-oh. There you go.
I ain't getting this one, boys.
Get on your horse. That was the cutoff.
He knew right off the bat. I ain't getting this one. Can't get it.
Well. You know, there's a lot expected of you when you take on the Mookie Mantle.
So very true.
Wouldn't that be a great baseball name? Mookie Mantle.
Yes. Now you got to find out, is Mantle a common name? Which I don't think it is.
Anybody can legally change their name.
To Mantle.
Look at Bruce Jenner.
Yep, you're right. I take it back. Mookie Mantle.
How much do you suppose that rookie card will be worth?
A lot. Mookie Mantle. Oh, let's hope he makes it up to the bigs and gets a rookie card. That'd be great.
Well, you got an autographed one, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I can make one, too, if I have to.
Yep. Oh, you want a certificate of authenticity?
No problem.
Control P.
So,
how many do you need?
Stephen Colbert last night, he's beginning, he won't ever, but he's beginning to see the ridiculousness of this Stormy Daniels thing. And he played a clip from CNN, where one of Trump's lawyers, now keep in mind, it becomes not the story, but the battle of the lawyers, where a Trump lawyer got into an embarrassing argument with a Stormy Daniels lawyer, and it became about
them.
They're
not on the same level.
And they start throwing the word thug around. I'm a thug, you're a thug. And it gets the, here you go.
Let's talk about Michael Cohen, what kind of man this is. This is a legal genius.
Right, right.
Right. Completely false. The guy doesn't even know the law. He's a thug.
Right, right.
Your friend is a thug.
Well, thank you.
A thug.
That's $1 million.
No, that's
$1 million.
Thug.
$1 million.
Thug.
You know what?
Thug.
You're a thug.
Thug.
Anyone
thug.
Who would come
thug.
On here.
Wait a second.
Anyone, you see, anyone.
Thug.
By the way.
He's a thug.
By the way,
if he was
you
here,
doctored.
You doctored.
Gentlemen, please, please, don't fight. You're both thugs. I guess they're just following the legal precedent as established in the landmark case, Shut Up V, No You Shut Up.
Landmark case. All right. Grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug. When we come back, we'll open up the phones. I'll also tell you that I might have made a horrible, horrible mistake. And it was innocent enough.
I don't know. You haven't given me the details on it, but I just have the feeling we may not come back from this one.
96 K-Rock. From the Absolute Law Studios, 96 K-Rock. A Beasley Media Group station. 96.1 WRXK, Bonita Springs, Fort Myers, Naples, and Cape Coral. Rocking Southwest Florida for 30 years. Man, it makes me feel old as f***. 96 K-Rock.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choke with my white and fuzzy, it's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my
more important to remain employed at harshly reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. In about 30 minutes, are you smarter than Haney?
Oh, that's right.
Lovely Karen will be coming in. Prize up for grabs, a beauty. I'll tell you about that in a little while. Area code 239-277-9600 if you'd like to call in, contribute to the show. Do I have a prize sheet, D-Train? A prize sheet? And we'll go over those prizes momentarily. 277-9600. Here's my dilemma. It's not
What have you done now?
I did something that I thought was good, but apparently it was bad. So, this morning...
You did something you thought was good,
yeah,
but it turns out it was bad.
This morning, I'm up watching one of the news programs, and a commercial comes on. Now, I don't remember what the name of the company was. But there was some guy that comes on the camera on the screen and says, "Hi, have you ever had a tailored shirt? Some of those cost $200 or more with the tailoring.
A tailored shirt.
How would you like a tailored shirt customized just for you for $47? Not the $200 that you would expect to pay." And so I'm going like, okay, you've caught my interest. You don't have to go to a tailor. We do our fitting right over your cell phone. Wow, here's what you do. And then they say, you take your cell phone. I don't know if you guys have heard this. You take your cell phone, you download their app.
And then you got to give it all the permissions.
Yeah. You download their app, and then you go and you take your phone, and you put it up against a wall, on the ground, on the wall, and then you level it out. It's got a little, like, level thing there. And then when the level line turns from red to green, the phone is adjusted.
Like when you're taking a picture of a check for the bank, only it's you.
Precisely. So, there's my girlfriend. Oh, I want to do this for you. I want to get you a shirt.
Stripped down.
Yeah. And so she downloads the app.
and it gives you voice instructions. Hi, you've downloaded the app.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Now, stand before the camera. And before I did that, I said to her, what do they want? I mean, I've got a pair of shorts on and a baggy shirt on. I said, how do they want me to go in front of the camera? And she looks at it and she says, well, you got to take your shirt off and you got to go right down to your underwear. They don't prefer boxers. They prefer the jockey.
You even have a pair of those?
I do. I had to switch back for another reasons that I won't get into.
Suffice it to say, I'm sure it's a legitimate medical reason.
It is a legitimate medical reason.
But we're not here to discuss
that. We're not here to discuss that right now. That's for another show.
To talk about you getting nude.
Right. So I said, so they want me to strip down just to my tidy whities? And she said, yeah. And I said, wait a second. I'm not going to let them take a video of me. And she goes, no. It's right in the disclaimer. This video will be deleted as soon as we get your measurements, and it is strictly for you. And I'm like, oh, okay, that sounds good. And what it's supposed to do is it's from head to toe, take your measurements, and then they'll go and tell you what they can do for you. So I get virtually nude for the camera, and it bothered even me. And then
like you're posing for a before picture.
Yeah, exactly. It tells me, hold my arms out so that it fits in this like crime outline that they have on the screen. So I'm getting my hands in there.
And now, the cadaver line.
Yes, in the cadaver line. Move your legs till they fit in the bottom portion of the cadaver line.
Kick leg up.
Yeah, well, kind of like that. And so, okay. Now stay perfectly still. And do a complete 360 so that we can photograph
Nobody needs that.
All of you.
This is kind of like when they're digitizing you for your bobbleheads. They need to do it from every angle.
Whole body.
It was just my head, not the whole effing body. And so I do the staying in that same pose, I do the twirl.
Like you did back when you were a male model when you were six.
Yes. Yep. And do a full 360, and then you go back to your original spot. And then the app tells you, okay, we've got it. And it's going to go and tell me, you know, how my pant length, waist, proper shirt and all that. And
inseam.
So, inseam, you know, which way do you dress?
On which side do you dress,
yeah,
sir?
So here it is. Get the info. She submits it. Keep in mind, it's supposed to disappear. Mm-hmm. She submits it and puts in her email and all the information, and it takes you right to the shirts. What kind of collar would you like? What kind of buttons do you want? I said, all right, that's all fine and dandy. I'll pick all this stuff out. Where are my measurements? What size pant leg do you have? What size do you want a flat pant? Do you want a pleated pant? Do you want this? Where do you want your cuffs to be?
You just wanted a shirt, didn't you?
Yeah, but it's taking all your measurements down. And then she gets all the stuff in there. And she says to me, I don't have any of your information. Well, you have the 360 scan of me nude. Why don't you go? That's not there anymore. I said, what do you mean it's not there anymore? She said, oh, don't worry about it. They'll probably email me the information when I put the order in. Video has disappeared. Where it went, I don't know. She never got an email about completing the order. And never got what my size was for any of these this clothing stuff. And I have not been able to retrieve the nude video of me. And I texted her just before we went on the air today. any word from the shirt factory about my shirt size and where my video went.
You're a man in the public eye, and you've been sexually exploited.
And I,
there are no answers, are there?
I felt so cheap. I felt so dirty. And I don't know where that video went, and I don't know where I sent
for
off all
purpose?
The... And for what purpose? And I said to her, I said, where is that? She goes,
for all web.
I know, it's on the dark web.
Dark web.
And that accepting that app probably released them to do anything they want with that thing.
Yep.
And there I am.
Parading around.
Parading around. Virtually naked. And I don't know what to... I thought it was reputable. Evidently, it's not.
Well.
So, it's out there somewhere. Where it is, I don't know.
And
but I feel so cheap.
And that's what's going to bring us down.
I feel so... Oh, that's going to pop up somewhere.
See, you explain it to me. I understand. I can see how that would happen with you. But I picture us in a meeting, and they've got the big screen in there where they struggle to put PowerPoints up.
Yep.
It never works.
Nope.
This time it will, because they'll be showing you up there twirling nude. You want to explain yourself, and I'll look over at you, and you'll start to stutter.
Yeah.
And
keep in mind, it was pre-shower. That I did it, too, so I'm all messed up. The hair's all bedheaded.
And glazed.
Yeah, I got the sweat glaze. Sorry. It's going to turn up somewhere. I just know it. 277.
But you know...
What?
We do things like that. And don't think about it.
Don't think about it. I thought I said, what a great idea. What a great idea. I can finally get clothes that fit right.
We do it all the time. Every friggin' app you download, you're giving it permission to do whatever it wants.
Okay. A lot of people have their own thoughts of where that video went. Sorry.
That is the frightening thing in today's world. You can think to yourself, you know what? I'm safe from sexual exploitation because honestly... Who would be interested in this?
Yeah.
No. Because we've learned that there is a kink for everything. No matter who you are, there's someone that will obsess over you.
There, I learned something about that. Because I admit I'm getting hooked on my 600-pound life.
Oh,
what channel is that
are
on?
Are you kidding
what
me?
What channel is that on?
I think it used to be called the Learning Channel.
Yeah, that's the TLC.
I think it stands for Life Challenged now.
They run by Discovery?
I think they may have just been bought out along with the Oprah's Channel and a bunch of other ones.
Well,
damn,
I think it's
Discovery
the Discovery Channel.
Eating everything up.
But there's this 700-and-something-pound woman that couldn't get out of her bed anymore.
Is she hot?
And no. And so what she had to do was resort to a fetish website for guys to get their jollies off.
For...
And they're called, and I hope I get this right, the people that like to see, that are sexually aroused by seeing obese women eat. And I think she said they called them
chubby chasers.
Feedies.
What?
They're a feedie. She's a feeder, and they're feedies. And she said that her weight got out of control because she couldn't get out of bed anymore, and she was making good money.
Eating.
And they want to see you eat.
Specific things?
They want to see you feed. Well, yeah, she'd do anything you want, you know? Dress in some sexy negligee.
Yeah.
And
then
feed.
There's probably another subset where they want to zoom in on her fat foot.
It was a... Edie or a foodie or it was called something, and that people get their kicks from this. Everybody's got a kink.
I don't, and I feel left out.
I know, don't you?
Because I see some of the things that people are obsessed with, and I don't get that.
Yep, a feedie.
I don't get it at all.
And while I'm feeding, I have these people following me on the chat and the two-way camera and. all that stuff, and I realize now.
How much money was she making feeding her fat face?
I don't know, but she didn't have to get out of bed. She just blobbed there.
Here's a story from 2014. This woman makes $9,000 a month eating in front of other people on a webcam.
Yes, this is what it is.
Some Asian chick.
Is she fat?
No.
No, you got to go to the fat ones.
Now, how would you feel if someone was willing to pay good money to see you put on your tidy whities and spin around for
them? Depends on what the price is.
Prance around.
Depends on what the price is. 2779600. Ahoy.
Ahoy, Stan and Haney. How you doing?
Good. Hi. Who's this?
This is Dan.
Hey, Dan.
You guys had that story on them gators. I got one for you.
Yeah?
I set up a swing set for my daughters, and the way I set it up was I made sure I could see them from the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
I'm working in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there one day while I was working, and I was looking out there, and they were out there playing on the swing set. And in the back, in my backyard, I have a big pond. And here comes about a 6.5-foot gator up. I yelled for them girls to get in the house. But I don't know what that gator was up to. I don't know if he's going to come over there because the girls are making noise or what. I don't know. But I got him out of there before it happened.
Good man.
I'll tell you what the problem is. It's libs.
Yeah, it's these libs. It's these libs. Look at the picture he's got.
Is that her?
No, it was a black woman. It was a really disturbing black woman. That woman that right there that you're showing me is only about, I don't know, maybe 300, 400 pounds.
Oh, yeah, she's 400.
Let me see if I can get
the woman that I was talking about was...
You're talking about the difference between a cruiserweight and a true heavyweight.
Yes, this one I was talking about was about 700 pounds.
Well, according to this woman weighs in at 270 kilograms, making her the world's fattest woman.
That's completely untrue.
See, the thing with the libs and the gators is they decided it was an endangered species.
Yeah, it's not.
And they taught everybody, don't think gators are bad. They're good. Don't hurt them. And that went on for a couple of decades. And now they're out of control.
There's completely. You heard the guy talk about it, and that was years ago. There was almost 2 million alligators alone sitting in the Everglades.
Yeah, there's too many. And they don't belong where people are. And let me tell you this. Because of all this, environmentalism and the Chinese global warming scam,
yep.
That's why you're seeing coyotes.
Yeah.
Because people, they feel bad about shooting a coyote now. See, when we went out west as a country,
yeah.
We clear-cut forest and we killed all of the apex predators,
yep.
So the women and children could come and live there.
Yep. That's kind of like what I was stuck doing.
And now, because of this lib attitude, it's, look, there's a bear in my backyard. Isn't he magnificent? Isn't he glorious?
Not. You're meant to wear his teeth as a necklace and his skin as a rug.
Look, there's coyotes in the backyard. Let's get the kids. Let's teach them about nature.
Yep.
Someone on text line says your story sounds like something Joffrey would call in about.
Yeah.
Well, it does.
I, you know what? I haven't been hanging out with him.
That app didn't belong to like a Joffrey.
Ahoy, who's this? I'm sorry.
From Bonita Springs.
Who's this from Bonita?
He's from Bonita.
This is Big Country.
Oh, hey, Big Country. I got about a minute and then I got to take a break.
Where you been? Are you a different Big Country?
No, it's... Big Country, guys. I brought you guys Wendy's at one time.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, we haven't heard from you in, like, years.
I know. I've been busy. A lot of things been going on. My mom's been fighting breast cancer. I'm running
Sorry
a full-scale lawn business, and I'm working a second job at the same time trying to take care of my own family.
Oh,
and you couldn't
geez.
Call us because...
Yeah. D-Train
has no sympathy. I do, though, and I hope your mom will be okay.
Absolutely. 30 yeah, seconds. What do you got to tell us?
You guys were talking about fetishes and what have you. And I last night, as I was sitting there having a cold beer on my porch and I was going through YouTube, I actually watched a small video of this woman who has a fetish for eating mattresses.
What was that show?
My Strange Addiction.
My Strange Addiction.
Yeah, she eats two or three mattresses a month.
You know what? I'd like to see if she does it when the cameras are
off. Exactly. Where the woman that likes the feedies, she's got to eat, and she was 800 pounds if she was a day.
We learned a valuable lesson thanks to Stan. And actually, your ex-wife, who you were married to at the time, as to how easy it is to get on television.
Oh, yeah. I got on TV no problem with Fat Tony.
Yep.
They're looking for him.
Wasn't anything special, but if you're willing to freak it up,
yep,
you can get on TV easy.
As Jerry Springer once told us, he said, if you take the population and give me 0.1% of that population, I can be on the air for the next 20 years.
Mm-hmm. They're a line of people to do it.
Yep. We'll be back. Are You Smarter Than Haney? Coming up next. I think maybe somebody's going to get Universal Orlando tickets if they're smarter than Haney. We'll do it next.
Would you like an extended warranty on that? Then keep listening. And please, tell a Beasley today. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Well, okay, what's going on? Here, give me that.
Karen's headphones weren't plugged in. That's what's going on.
Technical difficulties.
It is lovely to see you, Karen.
It's great better, to see
is
you
that
guys.
Better?
Oh,
is
so much
good?
Better.
All right.
Thanks for playing that, Stan.
Yeah, I love that one. That was good. Yes, D-Train?
Your head would have exploded outside.
Why?
Why? What?
We're out there jamming El Camino.
Yeah.
And we know how much you disregard it.
I've already heard it. I heard the finished product.
Yeah, but one of the DJs from across the hall was outside smoking.
Yeah.
He started bumping his head, and I said, that's David the Waterman. He goes, damn, that's pretty good.
The band is. Time to play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
You won't let him have this, will you?
Nope. Because
Why can't you just let him have this?
I can go in there, and I would sound good. Karen, do you sing?
No, I do not. Oh my
she
God, no.
would sound awesome just laying down
you
the
could.
Vocals.
Oh, no, I bet you I can't.
Have you tried?
No, and I really don't want to. No, that's not my...
It's
no.
just not anything that you would enjoy?
No, not
if
really.
If you could sing, you still wouldn't want to?
Well, I mean, if I could, but I highly doubt that I can.
Most people can at least carry a tune, but they convince themselves they can't, and they're scared to.
I mean, I like sing around the house and like in the shower like normal people, but to get in front of a crowd and do it, oh no.
Well, no. What do you sing, when you're in your house?
Anything that's like on my music. So.
Like Beyonce,
you know,
yeah.
Normal stuff.
Men.
Yeah.
Some oldies.
Yeah.
Were you talking about like put a ring on it, that kind of thing?
No, I mean, I listen to a lot of like R&B, some hip hop, some pop, like the normal stuff for me, okay. I guess.
I don't know what's normal anymore.
Neither do I.
What music should we like if we were to be cool?
I mean, I think that you can be your own self, and if you think it's cool to you, then that's all that matters.
Yeah. Me and Stan, we get into arguments all the time because we're cool over who's better, Drake or Usher.
Yeah.
See, I just appreciate music, period.
I like Usher.
Usher?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you a song by either one of them.
Me neither. Couldn't.
Could you?
Yes.
Okay, tell us a song by Drake.
By Drake?
Yeah.
I mean, the one that's out right now, God's Plan.
Well, now, is that blasphemy or is that sincere?
It's actually a really good song. And then Usher, oh my God, that one that I won that, it was one of our questions and I was a lifeline on it. And
oh,
you
that's
didn't
right.
know it. Yeah, that was a long time ago. It was a
Who's
few months ago.
Who's calling on that line because we're in the middle of a show? If it's Dave, tell him we can't.
Tell him we can't. Okay. We just can't.
We can't.
Unavailable.
All right, we can't. Tell him to call back some
he
other
said
time.
To tell that some bitch that he better respect the fact that he knows what he's doing.
Why doesn't he shut up? He don't know what he's doing. He was told what to do, and we know that he didn't
Why
have just one fireball.
Why can't you just let him have this?
All right, we got to play the game.
I know, but can...
I ain't letting him have it. Because he's... If it wasn't for the band, you, Randy Bailey, and the gang, and the producers, it would be just mud.
He did a good job.
For him. Six categories.
Just this one thing, Stan.
Six categories. We'll see on Friday. Six categories.
There's so few positives for him.
Random Stan and Haney listener going head-to-head with Mark Haney. Karen is your lifeline.
You'll think about it?
I'll think about it. First person to get all six categories will be declared the winner. If you defeat Haney, a pair of tickets to Universal Orlando... Mardi Gras, amazing concerts going on right now. They're good for a good long time. And we'll also throw in a parking pass if you're smarter than Haney.
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. Can try it. Stan's got prizes, yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy, it's hard work. Stan's trick questions, what a f***ing jerk. Okay, all right. Those prizes, yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius, you're a slob. I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
All right, Universal up for grabs. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. Random caller means that I'll pick one that we can hear, understand, and can stay for the segment. Karen?
Release the phones.
Phone lines are open. Time to get that Stan and Haney listener to go head-to-head with Mark Haney.
277. So many people always say, oh, I want to do that. Well, now's your chance.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Steven.
Steven, have you won anything from us in the last 30 days?
No, I have not.
Would you like to challenge Haney in Are You Smarter Than Haney?
I would like to challenge Mr. Haney.
All right, Steven. Say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline.
Hey, Karen.
Hey, Steven.
All right, Steven. Now, if you want to use her, you can use her for one of the categories. You must say, I want to use my lifeline before I ask the question, okay?
Understood, sir.
All right, and same goes for Haney. The categories: people and places, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, and wild card. We begin the game right now with Mark Haney. And remember, Stephen, too, if he doesn't get it and you have the category open, you can steal.
Okay.
All right, Haney, category.
With all categories available and open, I would like to use my lifeline, ladies' choice.
Karen?
All right, I'm going to go with wild card.
Wild card.
You daredevil.
All right. In wild card.
Okay.
All right, this is Haney's question. Karen has to answer.
She's got it.
If it is wrong, Stephen, you can answer. Karen.
Sounds good.
For Haney, what family name do over 75 million people share worldwide? Family name. Worldwide.
Like last name?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go generic and go with Smith.
That is incorrect. you can steal it, Stephen. Now, keep in mind the operative word,
worldwide.
Worldwide. What family name do over 75 million people share worldwide?
75 million people worldwide. Williams?
Can I steal?
Incorrect. You cannot steal, Haney, but you can take a guess now.
Lee?
No.
Oh.
L.I.?
Chang. Chang.
Chang.
Stephen, category?
I'll go with history.
History.
I used to know a dude named Buddha Chang.
Stephen, in history.
He ran the numbers down by the docks.
What 66-foot-high structure, 66-foot-high structure, was carved from leftover stone from the Great Pyramid?
Can you read the first part again?
Sure. What 66-foot-high structure was carved from leftover stone from the Great Pyramid? 3 seconds. Sorry, I needed an answer. Haney, you can steal.
The Sphinx?
You are correct, Haney, the Sphinx. And you have control of the board. People and places, entertainment, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
I'll take geography.
There's no geography. But that would be people and places.
All right. I'm sorry, I can't get used to it.
What Tennessee estate is the second most visited house in America? What Tennessee estate?
Hermitage.
Incorrect. Steven, you can steal. Second most visited house in America. It's in Tennessee.
Graceland?
Yes, no. It is Graceland. Oh. Yes, sir.
Good job.
On the board, you've got control.
Oh, I've been there.
I know. Entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Self-inflicted wounds.
Wild card.
Let's go with science and nature.
Science?
Science.
Nature.
Nurture.
What 1961 doll was named... that's not science and nature. What were the last names of the two chemists Sir Marcus Sandys hired to prepare the hot sauce recipe he acquired in Bengal?
I'm looking for two names?
Yeah.
What
were the last names of the two chemists Sir Marcus Sandys hired to prepare the hot sauce recipe he acquired in Bengal?
Mm.
3 seconds.
Boyardee.
Incorrect. Haney, you can steal.
Leah and Perrins.
You are absolutely correct. Leah and Perrins. In science and nature, Haney, you have control of the board. People and places, entertainment, sports and leisure, wild card.
Let's go with geography.
People and places. What real person's life did Charles Dickens base much of his David Copperfield on? What real person... What real person's life did Charles Dickens base much of his David Copperfield on?
John Dee.
Incorrect. You have the category, Stephen, so you can't steal.
Should I have known this?
Yeah, it was based on him, Charles Dickens. Real life. Yep. Most of David Copperfield was...
What a braggart.
Yep. Stephen, entertainment.
Oh, it's fiction, but you know.
Entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Science and nature, please.
Science?
Nature.
In science and nature, what self-help organization was formed in 1935 by Bill W.?
Is it the chicken soup for the soul people?
That is incorrect. That is incorrect. Haney, you can't steal it. You got the category.
I can't.
But you know the answer.
AA.
Yep. Alcoholics Anonymous. Haney, people and places, entertainment, sports and leisure, wild card.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. What's America's biggest cheese company?
Kraft?
Yep. Sure is, Kraft.
See, I had to say it before I started to try to convince myself of other things.
Steven, you still have Karen as a lifeline. You need entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
All right. Let's go with wild card.
All right. And you're going to answer it, or do you want Karen to do it?
I will answer.
Got this.
What percentage? This is in wild card. What percent? And it's multiple choice. If you miss it, Haney will have two choices to choose from.
Okay.
What percentage of fast food workers say they do slow, sloppy work on purpose? 12, 22, or 42?
42.
Incorrect. Haney, you can steal in wild card. 12% or 22%? Do slow, sloppy work on purpose?
12.
Incorrect. 22. Haney, you have control of the board, though. People and places, entertainment, wild card.
I thought I had geography.
No, you did not. You didn't get David Copperfield.
Oh, okay. David Copperfield.
Yeah. Oh,
that's an old George Pervert Walker Bush joke.
All right. People and places, entertainment, wild card.
Geography.
All right.
I miss geography. Wish we hadn't gotten rid of that.
What state has the highest average number of deaths caused by tornadoes each year? Highest number of deaths.
Gotta go with Kansas.
Incorrect.
I mean, come on, Toto. Yeah.
That's your only category, Stephen. Anybody want to guess?
Missouri?
Nope. Texas.
Close enough.
Stephen.
Why wasn't the Wizard of Oz in Texas?
You got a lifeline. Entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
I will toss up a science and nature to Karen.
All right, Karen.
All right.
What animals did General Electric test its cordless electric toothbrushes on before unleashing them to the public? They had to test them.
Ew.
the electric toothbrushes on animals before unleashing them to the public. What animal did they test the General Electric toothbrush on?
I'm gonna go with the standard one. Was it monkeys?
Incorrect. Incorrect. Haney, you already have it. Anybody else want to guess?
Dogs.
Dogs. Oh. You're absolutely right. Sorry on that one, Stephen.
Yeah, and before you feel sorry for him, you should know what happened to dogs in Russia.
Yep, you don't want to know.
Nope.
It involved treadmills.
Yeah, no, I'm okay.
Haney, people and places, entertainment, wild card.
I'll go with geography.
Okay.
Not going to give up. I like it.
What name did Americans once give the Chinese capital of Beijing?
Peking.
Yep. Peking. All right, Stephen, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Science and nature.
Science! Stephen, what number is the letter K an abbreviation for in the computer world?
What number?
Is K an abbreviation for in the computer world?
1,000.
You are absolutely correct. It is 1,000. Did you know that, D-Train?
It had nothing to do with computers, since everybody calls $1,000 a K, so yes.
Yep. All right.
Well,
40K.
You're looking 100K. At a man who's MSDN certified.
I know that. Haney, entertainment, wild card.
MCP.
Pardon?
MCP.
What does that mean?
Microsoft Certified Professional.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So is that better than MSDN?
That's Microsoft's
developer network.
Yeah.
Ooh. Haney, wild card entertainment.
I'll take wild card entertainment.
No, one or the other.
Well, the die is cast. Right, I have to take wild card now.
Haney, what month do the fewest couples choose to marry in the United States? What month is the fewest couples choose to marry in the United States?
I'd say January.
You are absolutely correct. It is January. You got wild card. You're at match point. Stephen, entertainment, history, sports and leisure, wild card.
Wild card.
All right, wild card. Who do drinkers accuse of starting the most furniture fires? Who do drinkers accuse of starting the most furniture fires? You got a drinker. And you go, don't look at me. I didn't start. You can take a look at those.
Smokers.
correct. Smokers.
That was an odd question. Yeah.
It was odd. Cause, you know why? Because it was in Wild Card. All right, Haney, you're at Match Point in Entertainment. Here's how it's going to go. You're going to
hold on a second.
Yeah.
Instead of that sound for Wild Card, could we...
Is that what that sound is?
Yes.
We're just trying things out.
Could we replace that with...
I knew it.
The Florida Panthers hockey team sound.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that one. All right, Haney, it's in Wild... If you answer it correctly, game over, you win.
Now, I already have Wild Card, right?
Yep.
I have Wild Card.
He has to get it first.
Trying to find a cougar.
Yeah, but I thought you still play the old one when I mentioned
Wild
Card.
I'm trying
card.
To map the button. I can't activate
too
the buttons because I see what's
trying to happen. You get this, you win. You know what? Save this for off the air. In entertainment, Haney.
Karen's really wondering what she's walked into here.
That sounds awful on the phone.
I bet you it does. It sounds awful in my headphones, too.
It's nothing like an Apache death whistle.
Haney. There it is.
Between this and that, I don't even know.
All right, Stan, I'm sorry.
All right. Listen carefully, Haney, for the game in entertainment. What famed 50s newscaster had the real first name of Egbert Roscoe? Egbert Roscoe. Famous 50s newscaster. Egbert Roscoe.
Edward R. Murrow?
You are absolutely correct. Yes, sir. Edward R. Murrow. Absolutely. And Haney wins.
Oh, that would have been his guess. So.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure. Yeah. All right. Stephen, Haney once again defeats the challenge. I do have those Universal Orlando Mardi Gras tickets. They can be yours because you didn't win them. They can be yours if you tell my partner, Haney, what he needs to hear.
Good job, Haney. You're the smartest.
Haney, you are smarter than me. Go ahead, say it.
Haney, you are smarter than me.
What do you think, Karen? That all right?
It's acceptable.
All right,
we'll allow that.
All right. All right, hold on, Egbert, and hold on, Stephen, and we'll send you over to D-Train, get you set up, okay?
Thank you, sir.
You betcha, buddy. Hold on. Thank you, Karen.
Of course.
Now let's close it up.
Yep, just another day at the
You are stupid. I am smart. Know your role and
thank you, Karen.
Play your part.
Of course, anytime.
Shrewd can be. With Mark Haney.
Truth.
Take your prizes
hat in hand.
Now you finally start to understand. Nothing personal, that's just me. You've been schooled by Mark Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, it's D-Train here. I want to thank you all for being committed Stan and Haney podcast listeners and would love to invite you to check out the other podcasts brought to you by Beasley Broadcasting. Check out Hellbound with Jeff Zito, my World War II based podcast, What's the Scuttlebutt Podcast, and the all-new Waterman and D-Train Show. And you can find all of these podcasts on the 96KROQ app that you can download from your app store or simply go to 96KROQ.com.
Stizzle and Hizzle in the afternizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right. We're quite hip and on the sharp cutting edge of 1999, biatch. Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. We'll check news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Well, look who stopped by the old Cracker Barrel.
Well. Hi, guys.
Well, it's the lovely Diana, who could have come in for Are You Smarter Than Haney, but chose not to.
I didn't expect to still be here. Oh. They have me working.
Are you kidding me?
No, I want to help.
They put you to work?
I offered.
It is so good to see you.
You guys too.
Yeah. What are you up to?
A lot. I have actually a picture you guys would enjoy of shoveling snow.
God. Is there still snow on the ground up in the Northeast?
You know, yeah. I see what you're wearing. I see you. You must be very happy to be
very
home.
Very excited. Very happy to be home. Yes.
Because this is home.
Yeah, that we call that where we live.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I did the same thing when I lived up there. I hated up there.
You know, it's not a bad place.
Yes, it is.
But it's not.
Yes, it is. It's a horrible place.
It's not home. Like, we're in a good little space, but.
Yeah.
You can be in the nicest space, but it's still wrong. It's bad.
It doesn't fit.
Nope.
Yeah, it doesn't fit.
We don't belong there.
I came down here. I got my tan back, and I went and dyed my hair blonde.
Good. What color like was it before?
It had just gotten so dark
because
there's no sun.
Yeah. Let me. Have you made friends up there? Do you have friends?
Yeah.
Do you have friends?
Oh, they're mean people up there.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Mean. Do they have any friends?
Have you noticed that?
Yeah. So
you
yeah.
can you can find a couple
the
of people
that we've met are. Aren't very nice, but there are they have
mean.
They
people.
Just tend to be a little blunt. I don't think they mean to be rude.
Right.
I think it's just
and they do not understand the South at all.
No, and they also
is that a picture of your
that's
mansion?
My house.
Yeah.
That's
sorry.
It's my plantation backyard.
Mansion house.
Yeah,
little fixer upper.
That is so depressing.
I think it's a nice picture.
You guys, that was like halfway into it. That was nothing.
Oh.
But I don't I'm glad I'm here.
I do not miss that a bit.
Mm-mm, me either.
Yeah, there's something wrong with and there's something wrong with the people there.
Yeah.
It's like a
they're
Stephen
not,
King book
yeah,
when you go
right.
up there.
Well, they use S's when you just should not be using S's.
And they're strange. Admit it.
They're not strange. The people that we've been around are not strange.
New, are they from
new
there?
Friends. Yeah, they're probably from somewhere else.
Yeah, you know, the majority, because we're super close to Delaware, we're not really in Philadelphia. They're mostly from Delaware or like the area that we're in.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of transplants. Like, we're some of the only people that have like moved into this area.
Are you sad that you don't have enough friends up there?
It is. It's horrible.
I know.
I have AJ.
That's true.
And we have neighbors and we have friends that we work with.
All right.
And then we always have visitors.
Yeah.
But they are there.
Can I come up and hang out there?
Come up.
How far is that from your mom?
Not very. It's pretty darn close.
You could do that.
Where's
your
mom?
Be a good trip.
She's in Jersey.
No, she's in Pennsylvania in the Lehigh Valley.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's super close.
I know.
How far from Wilmington?
Not far at all. They used to go over there all the time because my mom's husband, his brother was a priest at the University of Delaware.
Well, the University of Delaware is about 35 minutes from our house.
Yep. That's
now,
how close.
How far do you know Devin, Paoli, Berwyn?
Yeah, so that's like 30 minutes. We're like, we're very close to the main line, which is
That's where I live.
Yeah. So it takes us about 35, 40 minutes to get to King of Prussia Mall, and we go up the main line to get there.
Oh my God, that's where I ran around when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So like Westchester is like 10 minutes from us.
There are two things that I would love for you to check out for me.
Okay.
If you can see if Berwyn Pizza is still in business.
Okay.
You want to write that down?
No, I'm not old, Stan. I remember.
They made the best stromboli, and they delivered.
Oh, I love those.
And another place, there's nothing like it on the planet, in Paoli, Dick's Deli.
Okay. You know, AJ's, or my mother-in-law grew up in Paoli.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah, that's right around where I was. I lived in Berwyn.
Okay. Yeah, that's close.
And you don't need to write it down because you're young enough.
Dick's Deli, Berwyn Pizza. Got it.
Ooh, well. People are already texting that you're in here, and it's so nice to hear you on the air again.
Hey, I know. I can't believe that I literally was just sitting in the building and missed.
I can't believe it.
I didn't realize what time it is.
You said earlier, I'm only going to be at barely an hour.
I was supposed to go to the pool.
Oh. How long are you in town for?
Not long enough.
Until Monday.
I know.
Until Monday.
That's it?
Oh, that's going to be so hard.
Well, I've been here for 6 days.
What? Didn't even know it. Didn't even know it. Thank you for saying
hi. I just
at least she did, finally.
Who is Linda Ellerbe?
She is a
pioneer female journalist.
But yes.
Was she on a kids' show?
Yes.
She was.
Okay. I looked at it when I first walked in and I thought she was a teacher.
It was a Saturday morning news show that she used to do for kids.
Oh, God. I was a nerd, I guess.
Excuse me, Stan.
Yeah.
There's something that I need to do here.
What? What's that? Oh, I already know what you need to do. It's for you.
It's been a while.
I know.
I'm so young and Stand you're so old. This, my darling, I've been told. I don't care just what they say, 'cause forever I will pray. You and I, we will be as free as the birds up in the trees.
Oh, please stay by me, Diana.
So nice to me, Haney. Thank you.
And Stan, and Stan.
You literally.
Well, she sang to you.
You stomped your foot to me outside within 5 minutes of my arrival today.
You stomped your foot at me.
I just gave you my opinion. You know, my perception, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From what I understand, you suggested it.
Agreed with it.
And you know what would be really interesting is if you do happen, if Berwyn Pizza is still there. And if you can get a menu from them, my mom actually has the menu from Berwyn Pizza. It's framed on the wall in the kitchen because we ordered from them so much.
So does she still live there?
Oh, no. No. We all moved back to Florida.
Okay.
But she still has the menu.
But she still
she
has
the menu from like 1977.
I'm curious to see if they've changed much. Because a lot of those places up there are super old and they still have everything original.
Yep.
Yeah. But that's what I like that about up there.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, but it just constantly reminds you. It constantly reminds you don't belong there. You didn't grow up here. You don't know what you're talking about. You're a redneck.
You know, they say to us all the time, oh, I forgot. You're less on. You don't have much time.
Yeah, I know.
So I should probably be going.
Thanks to you.
But they say all the time, we've never heard of people that are actually from Florida.
Yeah, they're mean.
Yeah, they're mean people.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's because all of you guys have.
There, nobody heard it.
Okay, come say bye.
Okay, so can we go outside and say bye?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go outside and play. I'm so sorry you got to go back to the cold.
Yeah.
Me too. I'll be back for like the entire summer, so maybe while I'm here, we'll do an addition.
As bad as the winters are up there, the summers are worse.
Oh, scorching.
They're pretty beautiful.
No, when I was up there, because I was up there when I was 10, born and raised in Florida, and the summer that we spent up there was worse than the winter because it was just that still heat.
It is super hot.
Boy, they are texting about you.
Oh,
you're very popular.
So oh, it's so nice to hear Diana again. Where does Diana come from? Post a picture of her, please.
Where do I come from?
Yeah, well, they wanted to know if it's from the company family.
I don't know what you're talking about, Stan.
Right. Want me to take that out, too?
Yeah. You know, where are you going to put the other foot in your mouth now?
I hope they're not listening online,
though. Don't you
though.
Think that they mean, like, where am I coming from? Like, why am I visiting?
No. No. Oh. I don't.
Well, she lived here, and
then she moved away.
She moved up north, and now she's back visiting.
Yeah.
That's about that.
Yeah.
You know what they used to say to us when Haney and I would take a long a trip? We didn't even know you were gone. That's what. Yes, D-Train?
How does it feel to be a snowbird?
I'm not a snowbird. Yeah. I have a house here. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess snowbirds have houses
yes,
here, too.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
I still have a Florida driver's license.
Until.
I haven't technically ever actually moved.
Yeah, so until you get to the point where you start using phrases like, oh, let's take the condo car, you're not
That's
a snowbird.
That's never going to happen, and I'm never going to say use guys. Never.
It's
oh, the accents grate on you, don't they?
Use guys.
Cannot handle it.
And what
don't
is
want
it?
To offend anyone out there listening, but
I can't even do it. But that nasally Philadelphia accent, it's like Philadelphia and Baltimore
like
and all
nails
that.
On a chalkboard.
Mm-hmm, it sure is. It's
like we say something like, I don't know. They go, I don't know.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Don't. Not don't. Don't.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Drove me nuts.
Stop staring at me. God, you're so weird.
We got time for traffic and time for headlines.
And then what, we got to work now?
I thought we were going outside to play.
We're going to go outside to play after
this.
Well,
come find me. You know where I'll be.
Yeah, of course I do.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Lovely to see you, Diana.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, here's what we got. We got a crash, Fort Myers, Landing View Road and Metro Parkway. Also, Fort Myers crash, McGregor Boulevard and Shell Point Boulevard. And this one, Fort Myers 2, crash, South Tamiami Trail and Michael G. Rippey Parkway. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record. It's going to be with Mark Haney. He's got the headlines for you. Then we got to take a break.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. You know, as men, we just accept the fact that things happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You end up with a beer belly. What can you do about it?
Yep.
Well, one man's beer belly turned out to be something else entirely. We'll tell you what that was. The good people at Pornhub have started giving away free premium memberships to people who live in towns with overtly sexual names.
That's a good business model.
Stan, you grew up Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
I did not, so I don't understand the significance. When someone who is Catholic makes the sign of the cross,
what are
they doing?
That's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost. And Catholics are the only ones that when they do the Holy Spirit and do it on the shoulders, we go from left to right. Everybody else that uses that goes from right to left.
So is that meant to invoke a blessing?
Or? Yeah, that's what I would think.
Okay, well, I guess, you know, even criminals have their faith. Thief blesses himself right before he breaks into a store.
Make sure that God protects him and lets him out of there
as
safely.
He steals.
Yep.
I would think, you know, if you're going to commit a crime, try not to make it one of the basic 10. And finally, a woman was arrested after sexually harassing the Easter Bunny.
That's great.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Want to thank the chicken man who sent a Berwyn's Pizza picture, and you can go to berwynspizza.com.
They're still in business, huh?
Still in business.
They made a good stromboli.
Take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
We've been ribbed. Ribbed for her pleasure. Ooh. Hey, it's in the Bible. Look it up. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney in the news in about 30 minutes. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home. And then I'm going to tell you that we've got Fozzie coming back to town. Going to be at the Buddha, and we'll also tell you how you can get some VIP tickets. Let's get you updated on traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, we got a few things on the board. We got a disabled vehicle, Ortiz Avenue at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Also in the Fort Myers area, disabled vehicle, Three Oaks Parkway and Estero Parkway. Fort Myers, another disabled vehicle, Cape Coral Bridge at College Parkway. And finally, this one in Lehigh Acres, crash, 8th Street Southwest and Douglas Avenue South. And you are up to date. Another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Been telling you about this. 96 K-Rock presents Fozzie, Chris Jericho and the gang, April 19th at the Buddha in Fort Myers. Tickets $5 in advance, $7 at the door. Now, Zito and I were talking, and I said, you got any of those VIP tickets left? A very small number of VIP tickets left. They're $30, and they're on sale now at 96krock.com and on the 96K Rock Facebook page. Now, those VIP tickets include admission to the show, a K-Rock t-shirt, two drinks, and an autographed Fozzy CD. Again, they're very limited. Well, I'll tell you, right now, they're in single digits as far as VIP goes, so get them. They're going to sell out. Fozzy, April 19th at the Buddha. Always happy to take a phone call now and again. Ahoy, who's this?
Well, hi.
Hi, sir. How can I help you? Stan and Haney Show.
Yeah, I heard y'all were talking about gators earlier on.
Yeah, we had a gator expert and a gator wrestler on talking about the dangers of an alligator, and you don't want to mess with them.
And then you always talking about coyotes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's great. I appreciate you listening, sir. How can I help you? Yeah, that's we do talk about that stuff.
Well,
I find it interesting.
Yeah, I also want to let people know because a client of mine showed me a newspaper article.
A client of yours? What do you do, sir? Is it a client of yours?
Well, I'm
are you all right? What are you doing, sir?
I'm talking to you
all right.
On the telephone.
It sounds like you're preoccupied doing something else. I'm hearing a lot of fussing around. What are you working with? Working with a client?
Yeah, I'm a client of mine. Showed me a newspaper article about a fella who messes around with animals.
Okay, a lot of people mess around with animals.
And there was a video of this fella and showed himself getting bit by a black mamba.
A black mamba? I got it happens. They're deadly. You know that, sir. Did I get your first name? I apologize.
Mitchell.
Mitchell. A lot of those are deadly snakes. Why? How did he get bit? Was he looking for trouble?
Yes, they are. And this fella claims that he is immune to all types of venom.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean,
I don't know about that either because I don't. I just saw that and I thought I don't want some kid out there to get it in his head that he can just go around getting bit.
Okay, that's good. You said you saw this in an article from a client of yours. Do you know who this scientist is?
Well, I don't remember his name, but. I reckon if you just type in black mamba.
Mamba. Black mamba.
And this fella said that he could be immune to just about everything.
Hold on.
But, you know, he's not, according to the article, he's not a scientist. He's just a guy with a high school diploma. And I think what he's doing is real dangerous. And with all the critters we got around here,
hold on.
His kid was to get that into his head.
Right.
That's a real bad thing.
Look, anybody.
Real bad.
Look, anybody. Hold on. I think I found the article. Your name's Mitchell?
Mitchell.
Okay. And a client of yours pointed out this article. Here's what I got. Here's man immune to snake venom. It says scientist here lets deadly black mamba bite him to prove his resistance to poison after spending 17 years on a mission to create a universal human anti-venom. Is that the one?
Yep. He ain't no scientist. He's just a high school diploma.
Tim Freed, 39, from Fondue, Wisconsin. Fondula, Wisconsin. Let's cameras film the venomous black mamba sinking its teeth into his bare skin and inject lethal poison into his veins. This is all true from what I'm reading here. He was only supposed to let him bite him once in the arm, but as he tried to handle the black mamba from its tank, he accidentally let it chop down twice on his finger. He's been practicing the art of self-immunization for the last 17 years. He's inflicted himself with over 200 bites from some of the world's deadliest snakes, hoping his experiments may help to develop revolutionary vaccines. Is that the guy that you're talking to? This Tim Freed?
Yeah, well, if you pardon my friend, Tim, whatever his name is a real dumbass.
Wait. Yes, I think on some level he's a dumbass, but he's been doing this for 17 years. I think, is it working?
Well, he'll say that it's working just because it didn't kill him.
Right.
Now, once I saw that article.
Yeah.
I borrowed my son's telephone and looked it up, and there's a video of him. And he don't know how to handle a snake, that's for damn sure.
In the video, what is he? He got bit twice by accident, right?
Well, yeah, because he don't know how to handle a snake.
Are you an experienced snake handler?
Yeah, do you know how to handle a snake? What do you know, Mitchell?
I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I reckon to say I've been bit more time than him.
Wait a second. You've been hauled it. Bitten by what kind of a black mamba?
Well, we don't have a black mamba here.
Where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Oh, so you're in Fort Myers. It's not like you're calling me, listening on the internet somewhere. You're from Florida, and you've been bitten by snakes. Well, we got diamondbacks down here.
Cottonmouth,
water moccasins.
Coral snakes.
So you're telling me you've been bitten by
black racers,
a vicious animal. Trust me, I know. Cottonmouths, diamondback. You've been bitten by these snakes.
Well, yeah.
And I would assume you were rushed to the hospital and had to be given an anti-venom, unlike this guy who can be bitten by poisonous snakes and nothing happens to
bitten
him.
Bitten twice.
Well, that's kind of why this story hit home with me, because ever since I was a young boy, I like to go and get out there and run around.
Yeah, well, don't we all? And sometimes they tell you to make sure you wear leather boots and stuff and be careful going through underbrush that you might run into, as they describe in the article, a deadly serpent.
Yeah, because...
he says 200 bites he's had already.
These kids today, they can sit indoors and stare at the TV all day. Mm-hmm. I had to get outside. I'd get all jittery and fidgety if I didn't... I remember first time I got bit, I was probably 4 or 5 years old.
Oh, that you were a child when you got bit, then certainly you had to be rushed to the hospital as a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, right?
No, sir.
Okay, so you're telling me, from the tone of your conversation, this guy means nothing to you. You've been immune all your life and let snakes bite you anytime you want.
Well, not just snakes, virtually anything with teeth.
Well, some things, like some snakes aren't poisonous. You got your constrictors. I don't think that if you got bit by a alligator, as you were talking about earlier, or a coyote, that you would necessarily be poisoned. They're not poisonous. What are you doing, just sticking your face in a bunch of stuff? You idiot.
And I heard, wait, don't call me an idiot.
You're an idiot.
I heard that joker you had on talking about alligators, talking about serrated teeth. What are you supposed to do, sit there and let it chomp on your hand?
You apparently take pride in this. You apparently take pride in it.
I figure if I'm still alive, there's a reason for it. And I don't know what it is, but I've had I've had people come and take a look at me.
Yeah.
I've had hunters and people wearing lab coats. And the only thing they can come down to is that there's something about me that just provokes animals.
There's a difference. Hold on, Mitchell. There's a difference between you just having, and I think you are an animal provoker, and you may not even know it, but being provoked by animals and being able to survive a venomous bite from an animal, like a scorpion, or maybe like one of the brown recluse spiders or something that would a person would lose their arm if they get bit by one of those. Apparently, that nothing happens to you. You ever been bit by a spider?
Oh yeah, and all the time, all the time,
and nothing happens.
And I didn't think a spider was smart enough to be provoked. But they tell me that's what it is. But
what do you mean you provoke? What do you do when you're out playing around in the woods and the brush? Because you're not like these kids today playing video games. You're out running around. What do you do to provoke animals, and why do you provoke them?
Well, maybe they don't like being insulted.
You talk to the animals? Do you run up on the animals? Do the animals talk back to you? They talk back with a bite.
Well,
you sound pretty blunted to begin with. You're an idiot.
Well, my daddy passed away.
What did he pass away from? A bite?
Well, the official cause of death was drowning.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That was a shock, not laugh. Drowning.
Yeah,
well, the official cause.
Yeah, he didn't drown because he couldn't swim. That gator got himself a nice meal.
So, your daddy was provoking a gator and drew him underwater?
Yep. He taught me, son, don't be afraid of nature.
Right.
Don't be afraid of nature.
It's respect it.
And then he told me there's only one perfect man ever lived, and his name was Bear Bryant. And he teaches us the best defense is a good offense.
If you see something
that might be dangerous, you got to go out there and be dominant.
Let me ask you, I don't know where you are right now. I don't know if you're at home driving around or you're out in the woods right now. Are you planning to provoke any kind of animal today?
Oh, yeah. I'm in my truck that's parked off Turner River Road. I'm getting ready to walk out there and raise some hell.
By yourself?
Yeah. Just a little old swamp walk.
And you're going to go out there and you're gonna go and provoke something.
Yeah. And you know what? When you run across something like a coyote.
Yeah.
And everybody get all worried about it. You know what it is?
What?
Just a dog. Once you get over the fact you're going to get bit, it's just a dog. You can take care of a dog, can't you?
Let me ask you this.
When that coyote's hanging off your arm, you take your other arm and you teach him some sense.
Can I ask you something else?
And when I was 4 years old.
When you were 4 years old.
Yeah. I was walking, doing a little swamp walk.
Uh-huh.
And I knew I had to be back in time for supper.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? I learned a lesson. I lost a pinky that I think it was a coral snake that got me, but I just got real sleepy, and then eventually I woke up and went home.
But you know that there are other animals out there that don't necessarily bite. You know, we've got a big problem around here with pythons. They may bite you, but if you get like a 16-foot python while you're out there raising a little hell by yourself, you're going to get killed. There's no such thing as an anti-venom for a python choking you out.
Well, I do some work for the state on the side trapping these pythons.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, the other day, pretty impressive. I was by myself, didn't have no help.
Raising a little hell.
I bagged a two-footer.
A two-footer? They sell those in pet stores.
Now, I know you're probably thinking I probably had some sort of team with me or something.
No.
No, sir. I went out there and I barehanded that sumbitch.
Yeah. What'd he do to you?
Nothing.
Nothing. He's only 2 feet. I'm talking about a 16-footer that will go and squeeze the life out of you.
Well, I did try to get one that was probably about 10 foot, but when he broke my arm, I gave up.
That's a good idea. We'll be back.
Tell Haney to put out his smoke and get his ass in here. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Show number 5,993. Just about 1 hour from completion. Roger Marley will be in at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. That guy that called in, what an idiot. You're supposed to respect nature, okay? You don't go and antagonize animals that can fight.
No, you antagonize animals that can't do anything about it.
Right, and that's why we're a superior species. You do it that way, you're fine. Let me tell you something. You go after a coyote. You go after a diamondback. Cottonmouth.
Oh, you don't have to go after a cottonmouth. They'll come after you.
Yeah, they'll hunt you down and find you. Don't kid me with that. Thank you for that. Oh, geez. What is it? Hold on. Oh, yeah. I saw this. I don't know if you saw this, Annie. An Alabama man who claims to be Reverend Al Sharpton's half-brother was arrested Monday on capital murder charges.
Well, that's pure and simple racism.
For the drive-by killing of a woman there. This guy, Kenneth Sharpton Glasgow, 52, was at a Stop Guns Now rally, anti-Second Amendment, and then went and
shot somebody.
Yep, yeah, accused of drive-by capital, charged with capital murder. Let's get you updated. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Where to begin? We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a disabled vehicle, South Cleveland Avenue and College Parkway. Then we also have a crash, Fort Myers, Ortiz Avenue and Luckett Road. And this one in Lehigh Acres, got a crash, Lee Boulevard, right by Deb's Seafood. Hey. Right by Deb's, what a great place, too. It's a shame. Well, maybe stop in and get yourself a chowder.
Yeah, could be a big day for Deb.
Yep. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
From News Headquarters, this is the evening news and a special report on federal judges. Tonight, in trouble with the law.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, March 28th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you didn't know.
Okay.
By the way, did D-Train ever get his rims?
Yeah, that's what everybody's wondering about. Did you ever get your rims?
Yeah, I came home last night, and there they were, sitting on my front porch in all their glory for anyone to steal them who wanted them.
Yeah, so they were supposed to be sent to your mechanic, but you got an email at 3 a.m., and you assumed that...
Nothing. I called up the fine people at the website, and they assured me that email was strictly a formality and that the fine people of FedEx were going to deliver them to the same place the first ones were.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. By the way, they all came. He went down to his mechanic. They mounted three of the wheels. No problem. Three of them.
Smooth sailing.
So
three you wheels.
You only wanted
beautiful.
Three rims?
No, I got four rims. Three of them got mounted. Smooth sailing.
What happened?
Well, see, they have a machine that puts the tire on the rim.
Yeah.
And the machine's pneumatic. Thing. It works off of compressed air.
Yeah.
The air compressor went out. Well, no worries. Well, we got a backup.
Don't they have a backup for that?
Of course. Everybody has a backup. Fired up the backup.
Yeah.
Got about 10 pounds of pressure and... just like that. No worries.
Yeah. No fuss, no
muss. The compressor guy's on his way. He'll get it sorted out shortly.
Yeah.
I ended up jumping in Old Blue, the reliable beater truck.
Oh, that bomb.
Yep.
One you're embarrassed to drive.
Yep. Well,
I'm not embarrassed. Stan's
embarrassed by proxy for me. I'm embarrassed for you. You're a man in the public eye.
So I went and did some things that needed to be done and sent him a text message. How's the compressor coming along? And they sent a photo of my truck with four rims sitting in the parking lot.
Beautiful.
So but finally.
You still don't have it.
No.
Oh, I do. It's outside.
Four rims, sure. He's got three of the new rims and the fourth is a donut on a pickup truck.
No, I got all the rims and the spares in the back.
And when was this supposed to originally be all taken care of?
The original rims were supposed to come last Friday, but they only delivered two.
So you were supposed to have this done before the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he wanted to cut corners. That's what he did. Mm-hmm. And even the lovely Diana went out and saw the rims. She goes, oh, they're beautiful. And she reached out and touched them. Plastic.
Are you kidding me? All this over plastic?
It was plastic because they look like metal.
No, they are metal.
I knocked on them. It's plastic.
That is the cover that covers up the lug nut.
You know, Stan.
Here you go, Haney.
What's the big deal?
Yeah, they look used.
I don't get it, man. I mean, I understand when it's a pain in the ass because there's something wrong with your car and you're without it for several days. Yeah. It's a pain in the ass. Yeah. But for cosmetic reasons?
Yeah.
Yep.
And trying to cut corners.
Yeah.
Plastic.
Aftermarket stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. Off-brand.
They are, aren't they?
Plastic.
They would. I mean, I won't say the model of your truck on there, but you're one of the big foreign models, and you'd expect it to say it on the hub.
Well, to be fair, it's a base model.
It doesn't say it.
I mean, it
says something like Rim King.
Rimjob.com. I mean, it looks nice,
yeah, sure,
but
you know.
Does it look nice enough to justify all the headaches? No, I'll be honest with
you. One might argue there shouldn't have been the damn
headaches.
Why
couldn't you just keep the rims and just get new tires for him?
Why can't you keep the same car for more than 2 years?
Oh, he can't.
I can't.
No, drive new every two.
That's my motto.
Sometimes he drove two in 2 years.
Yep, it's happened.
They traded them on one.
Well, that's when I have to throw it away.
Yep. It's time now for things you didn't know. We all know the post office unofficial motto, you know, neither rain or
snow or dogs.
They stole that. That's not theirs. That motto actually belongs to the Royal Mounted Couriers in ancient Persia, circa 440 BC.
Where what we know as Iraq.
Iran.
Iran, the Persians.
Iraq was Babylon.
That, yes! Yes,
you get a lot
right.
of sleet in Iran, do they?
What?
They get a lot of sleet in Iran, do they?
Yeah, they got mountains.
Yep. Darn right. And they're cavey.
Mm-hmm. Cavey people.
Yep.
Stan taught me that. I miss Kim Jong-il.
The dear leader.
The man who played golf one time, got a hole in one on every shot and said, I don't get it. Yeah. What's the point of this game? Yeah. His official biography has even more interesting facts about this incredible man, Kim Jong-il.
Mm-hmm.
You have to remember, in North Korea, the Kim family are not human beings.
No, they're gods.
They are living gods.
Yeah.
And as you might imagine from a living god, it was noted in his official biography that Kim Jong-il did not defecate.
Nope. Did not poop.
Nope.
Nope.
Any toilets you see there at the royal residence? For show.
Yeah, or guests.
Mm-hmm. I bet you know this, Dan.
All right. Lay it on me.
What is the biggest desert on Earth?
Oh, you hear your Mojaves. The Sierra Desert.
Is there even a place called the Sierra Desert?
I don't know. There was the Sierra Inn.
I think you're thinking about Sahara.
Oh, the Sahara. I would assume one of those.
Well, it's a trick question. They do this to elementary school kids. It was done to me because I gave a similar answer.
What is it?
Antarctica. Now, you think of a desert, you think of sand and heat.
Yeah.
Now, even though there's no sand involved in Antarctica.
Plenty of water.
The definition of a desert is a barren area with very little rain and poor living conditions for both plants and animals. So it fits the bill.
It would fit.
You know, if you're a man, a real man, and you suffer some sort of malady, unlike a woman, you're not running to the doctor. Oh. You do your damnedest to just walk it off.
You toughen up.
And get on with life.
Yep, man up.
Sometimes that can be detrimental.
Oh, yeah, it kills many a man.
Nearly got 63-year-old Kevin Daly of Hoboken.
And he's 63. At 63, it's okay to whine and say you need a doctor.
Well, Kevin believes in personal responsibility. And he was of the opinion he had a big beer belly. It was not a mystery to him. He knew why.
Yeah, beer.
But when he suddenly lost 34 pounds a few years ago, the rest of him got smaller, but his beer belly remained. Well, at that point, he thought, I might need to see a doctor.
Yeah.
Well, he mulled that around for a couple of years. And
yeah, waited a couple of years.
Yep.
Yep.
It turns out, Kevin never had a beer belly.
No.
What he had was right in the same area as a beer belly.
Yeah.
30-pound cancerous tumor.
Oh, my goodness. 30 pounds.
A 30-pound cancerous tumor in the abdomen that definitely would have killed him.
All right, I'm looking at him, yeah. Got a little bit of a gut on him. You know, skinny guy, but yeah, got the beer gut. Oh my goodness!
Look at that. Looks like something out of a horror movie.
Yep. The doctors are holding it like a baby.
Like a beer keg.
Like a party ball. Yeah, like a Coors party ball.
That's something that would be like under a microscope slide on a space station, and then they come back the next day and see that.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Fortunately, doctors successfully removed the whole thing.
They caught it early enough.
Yeah. Kevin, they think he's going to be okay. He's recovering, and best of all, no beer belly.
Yeah. Do we have a today picture of him, or is he still
new pants?
Still recovering? Oh yeah, you got to change the waistline, everything. And he can go back to beer drinking and not worry
about it.
Might
not be the waistline so much as the shirt.
Yeah,
he might be able to go back to a double XL.
Yep.
In a moment,
you can help support the Stan and Haney webpage by going to stanandhaney.com and clicking the Amazon website icon. Save that to your favorites. Then simply use that link to access Amazon. It costs you nothing and helps support the Stan and Haney page each and every time you shop.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
You all right over there?
Who?
You.
No. And you know why. You're responsible.
I am not. I can't control that.
All right, fine. It's not an easy life.
You got that right, and we're living proof of it.
When your postal address is located in Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. You've heard that a lot of times, you know. They'll always bring that town up.
The good people at Pornhub just announced they're giving away free lifetime premium memberships to people across the globe who live in towns with overtly sexually suggestive names. We have the top six on their list.
All right, and they're looking for people from these towns or one of your own.
Yeah, these are the top six of things we can actually say. Congratulations to the residents of Hooker, Oklahoma.
Ah, yeah.
Three Way, Virginia. Horny Town, North Carolina.
Named after the horny toad.
Climax, Saskatchewan. Named after the Climax Blues Band. Blues Band, yeah.
You talking about Bobby Blue Bland?
Yeah. A town in the Netherlands called Rectum. Uh-huh. And the final entry from Italy, the quaint village of La Vagina.
Ah, so romantic.
Mm-hmm. A lot of honeymooners go there.
Yeah.
There is a new roller coaster at an amusement park in Surrey, England, that also promises not only will you enjoy a thrilling ride, but it'll also charge your phone using only fear.
Oh, stop. What?
They had scientists develop technology that takes vibrations from screams and converts them to energy to power your phone.
Jeez.
Now, obviously, it will be only a small battery boost, but on a long day at an amusement park, every bit of juice is helpful. No word on whether the technology could make its way to hell rides in the United States.
Thank God Edison ain't alive to exploit it.
That jerk.
Yeah, jerk.
I thought of that.
Yep, my idea. No, it's not.
Then you're fired.
Here's why my mystery sister and I won't get along too well.
Yeah.
Is she was in freeloading in the car, and she said, is it true that Thomas Edison has a house here?
Oh,
and I'm like, it ain't really Thomas Edison's
it's
house.
It's not much to look at.
And it's not much to look at. He lived next door to Henry Ford. And then, what a brilliant man. About drove off the road.
So did you just shut up about it?
I told her it's not. They say it's Thomas Edison's house. It's not. It's Mina Edison's with her second husband because he died. And I said, B, because I guess somewhere in New York where she was from, he had a lab there too. And I'm like, well, you know, and then, of course, Menlo Park, New Jersey, that whole town has suffered since,
you know. Tell her if she wants to smell him, she has to go to the place across the street.
Yep. Where he'd nap.
Because that'll never come out.
No. It's like right into, it's like the wood pores soaked it all right in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Very, very musty man.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's for the best that she's gone.
Yep.
Back in New York where she belongs.
She'll be missed.
Yeah.
No, she won't.
Hershey's a fan of Motown, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Loves the Motown.
Boy. Chalked up that brick, didn't she? Around 5 a.m. last Thursday, a man went to a clothing store in Brooklyn. And as he stood outside, He made the sign of the cross. We can only wonder what he was contemplating. Very spiritual man. Upon completion of making the sign of the cross, he grabbed a brick and threw it through the glass door. Well, he tried. It bounced off the door. But he didn't take that as a sign or anything. He figured he just needed to throw harder. He did, and this time the glass broke. He went into the store, helped himself to about 18 pieces of clothing, and ran off.
Come on.
The police have the surveillance footage of him blessing himself, breaking the door, and stealing everything. They're trying to track him down. You can see him clear as day.
Yeah. Pray to God that nothing happens to me while I'm in this store. Yeah. Sorry, that's not the way God looks at it.
No, I was saying, you know, there's all kinds of things that you can do that are, you know, a little sketchy, but you'd think you'd stay away from one that's actually in the Big Ten.
God. Yeah, there's a Big Ten.
You know, you're up there with...
They're going to hold you to
it. You're up there with St. Peter and go, well, I didn't understand because, you know, it's kind of complicated and then... No, it's not.
Not really.
Thou shalt not steal.
It's right there. I think that, what does that fall in, Haney? 2 or 3?
I think it's 4.
Might be 4. It's one of your top 5, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, you get people, you know, embezzling and stuff like that. Well, I didn't really consider it stealing. And then St. Peter calls his lawyer over. Yeah, the two of them get together. They work out a plea deal where, you know, you do some purgatory time.
Yeah. But right there, when you are blessing yourself and you're going to break, let's be honest, a top fiver.
It's number 8.
It's number 8?
Number 8.
Oh, come on.
I thought that was much higher.
That's got to be higher.
Nope.
Is it higher than coveting the neighbor's wife?
Yeah.
It's right after adultery.
Where's coveting the neighbor's wife?
Right afterwards.
Yeah. So it's
right. No, I'm sorry. Afterward is thou shalt not bear false witness to your neighbor.
Right.
Covet your neighbor's. Thou shalt not covet's number 10. Adultery's number 7. Murder's number 6.
Murder's all the way down to number 6.
Honor thy father and mother is 5.
That's important.
Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy is number 4.
Yep. What's number 1?
Oh, thou shalt not have any other gods before me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Number that's 2 is idol worshippers.
Number 2 is not to make false idols.
Yep. Mohammedans. What?
Number 2 is thou shalt not make false idols.
Yeah.
And number 3 is thou shalt not take the name Lord's name in vain.
Okay, those are the biggies. Those, I think, are the mortal.
Yep.
There's no coming back from that. You know, you can go and murder somebody and covet thy neighbor's wife and goods and bear false witness, and you can be pretty much forgiven for those.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the mortal ones. That's anything using God's name in vain. That's a permanent mark on you. Those are what they call the biggies.
But you do catch a break on that, because the actual name of God is unpronounceable.
Correct.
I've seen it.
Yeah. It too. It's a lot of letters and symbols.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. 54-year-old LaDonna Hewitt.
Hey, LaDonna!
Was at a park in Mansfield, Ohio on Saturday. And she'd been drinking.
Naturally.
There was an event going on where children and their parents...
drank?
...could take pictures with the Easter Bunny.
Oh, jeez.
And, of course, LaDonna wanted in. As she was... drunkenly posing for a photograph with the Easter Bunny. According to the Easter Bunny, she was making lewd comments.
To the Easter Bunny?
She's accused of sexually harassing the Easter Bunny.
Sure. Grabbing onto that cottontail.
Then, when she was done and well pleased with herself, she pranced off and hopped on a carousel.
That's for kids.
It's not clear what exactly the lewd comments were, but it was enough that somebody felt the need to tell a police officer about it. They questioned her and noticed her eyes were bloodshot and her speech was slurred, so they arrested her for public drunkenness. At this point, she's not facing any specific charges for the sexual harassment of the Easter Bunny and her lewd comments.
Oh, look at her.
That's Mansfield.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, that's your old stomping ground.
That's
there.
Where I used to go snowboarding on their ski hill.
Yeah.
Now,
ran into a lot of those?
Now, of course, on the Fort Myers scale, she wouldn't even rate a 1. On a Mansfield scale, where would she be?
I think it's a Mansfield 5.
I think that depends on the time of day, too. And that's the news for today, Wednesday, March 28th.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news today. Not what I expected.
Nope.
No. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies.
Numerous.
For the sake of clarification, indeed, the pulse is most easily located by firmly grasping the jugular vein and squeezing hard. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Roger Marley, going to be in at 6 o'clock, take you through your evening. Got the cockfight coming up.
How about
7.
That, huh?
Yeah, we're two roosters go at it. Two songs.
Is that what that is? I thought that was illegal.
Head to head.
I thought only Haitians did that anymore.
Yeah, well, you can breed them here. And then you ship them off. Let's get you updated. Let me put that in there. I don't know why that's not in there. There we go.
There you go. See, everything's great.
Something wasn't fitting in there, right? Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Our final look.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right.
Okay.
Fort Myers, busted ass POS in the road, I-75 southbound at Daniels Parkway. Then we got another crash on Daniels Parkway right at the Bank of the Ozarks.
What?
I guess there's a Bank of the Ozarks on Daniels Parkway. Fort Myers, hit and run. Metro Parkway, right by Quality Custom Window Tinting. And one more for you. It's in Lehigh Acres. Crash. So I guess it's moved to the parking lot. Gunnery Road North at the Lehigh Acres Library. And you are up to date. Oh, yes. This is Prince. He could play guitar, kids.
Enough to
tried to warn you that it's hard to be a star, especially when you're driving other people's cars. Woulda gave you mine, girl, but you took it too far. I love you, baby, just not like I love my guitar.
Again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Aren't crazy people crazy? That's a separate thought. Just crazy people, they really do it 24/7. When I see videos online of people like releasing animals, you know, like freeing, like there'll be like a goat or something trapped in like a barbed wire fence. They cut it and then these animals run away, they show zero gratitude. Do you notice that? There's never the moment in the video where they're like, oh my God, thank you so much, I can't believe it. They just run away. Do you ever feel sorry for a corporation? I feel sorry for Burger King. I feel bad. I pull into like a rest stop and I'm like, oh, Burger, look at them. They're just changing their logo and like really, they're still doing it, but they're, and I'm sure someone from the company would say, oh, actually, we're doing great. But I, to me, they don't seem like they're in the conversation. You know what I mean? They're not a guilty pleasure. They're not, I'm just Burger King. I'm like, oh, I guess we'll go there.
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hi,
sir. How can I help you? Stan and Haney Show.
Yeah, I heard y'all were talking about gators earlier on.
Yeah, we had a gator expert and a gator wrestler on talking about the, you know, the dangers of an alligator, and you don't want to mess with them.
And then you always talking about coyotes.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. I appreciate you listening, sir.
Yeah, a client of mine showed me a newspaper article about a fella who messes around with animals.
Okay, a lot of people mess around with animals.
And there was a video of this fella, and showed himself getting bit by a black mamba.
A black mamba? Did I get your first name? I apologize.
Mitchell.
Mitchell, a lot of those are deadly snakes. Why, how did he get bit? Was he looking for trouble?
Yes, they are. And this fella claims that he is immune to all types of venoms. If you pardon my friend, Tim, whatever his name is a real dumbass.
Yeah, he got bit twice by accident, right?
Well, yeah, because he don't know how to handle a snake.
Are you an experienced snake handler?
Yeah, do you know how to handle a snake?
Not trying to brag or anything, but I reckon to say I've been bit more time than him.
Wait a second. You've been hauled it. Bitten by what kind of a black mamba?
Well, we don't have a black mamba here.
Where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Oh, so you're in Fort Myers. It's not like you're calling me, listening on the internet somewhere, and you've been bitten by snakes. Well, we got diamondbacks down here.
Cottonmouths.
Water moccasins.
Coral snakes.
Coral snakes. So you're telling me you've been bitten by...
Black racers?
A vicious animal. Trust me, I know.
Well, yeah.
And I would assume you were rushed to the hospital and had to be given an anti-venom, unlike this guy who can be bitten by poisonous snakes and nothing happens to
bitten
him.
Bitten twice.
That's kind of why this story hit home with me, because ever since I was a young boy, I like to go and get out there and run around.
Yeah, he says 200 bites he's had already.
These kids today, they can sit indoors and stare at the TV all day. Mm-hmm. I had to get outside. I'd get all jittery and fidgety if I didn't. I remember first time I got bit, I was probably 4 or 5 years old.
Oh, that you were a child when you got bit, then certainly you had to be rushed to the hospital as a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, right?
No, sir.
Okay, so you're telling me, from the tone of your conversation, this guy means nothing to you. You've been immune all your life and let snakes bite you anytime you want.
Well, not just snakes, virtually anything with teeth. I heard that joker you had on talking about alligators talking about serrated teeth. What are you supposed to do, sit there and let it chomp on your hand?
You apparently take pride in this.
I figure if I'm still alive, there's a reason for it, and I don't know what it is, but I've had people come and take a look at me.
Yeah.
I've had hunters and people wearing lab coats, and the only thing they can come down to is that there's something about me that just provokes animals.
There's a difference. Hold on, Mitchell. There's a difference between you just have, and I think you are an animal provoker, and you may not even know it, but being provoked by animals and being able to survive a venomous bite from an animal, like a scorpion, or maybe like one of the brown recluse spiders or something person will lose their arm if they get bit by one of those. Apparently that nothing happens to you. You ever been bit by a spider?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And nothing happens.
And I didn't think a spider was smart enough to be provoked, but they tell me that's what it is. But
what do you mean you provoke? What do you do when you're out playing around in the woods and the brush, because you're not like these kids today playing video games, you're out running around. What do you do to provoke animals, and why do you provoke them?
Well, maybe they don't like being insulted.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.